Good morning. We are in Tav Kuf Ayin Hey, Tav Kuf Ayin Hey, Sif Ches. We talked about the fasting Monday, Thursday, and Monday. We do it once, twice, and then we do 7 days of that. That's the Seder. So now in Ches, we talk about V'chol Zeh HaSeder K'Shelo Yardu G'Shamim Klal. This 3 and 3 and 7 that were gozer on the tzibor, we saw that Talmid Chacham did an even earlier 3. Chol Zeh HaSeder K'Shelo Yardu G'Shamim Klal. That's when no rain fell at all. Avol Yardu B'Revia. But if rain did fall at the at an appropriate time, perish. What is the revia? That's the time of rainfall in Eretz Yisrael. Perish hamatar hayor la'atzmiach kol tzemach ve'esav ha'adama nikra revia. Rain that falls down that causes plants and grass of the ground to grow, that's called revia. Mipnei sheravea u'ma'aber esakarka, because it penetrates through the ground. Kirech siv. Which is actually what we read during Antinous. Like the rain comes down and it causes to give birth and to grow. So we see that it's related to birth. If rain fell and it caused the grasses and the plants to grow, and they did grow, and then they started to dry out because they didn't get enough rain. Hare elu. So now this is actually more chama. Hare elu misanam v'zokim ad sheyerdu gushama. So then they fast and they cry out until the rain falls again. O ad sheyibshu hatzmachim, or until all of the plants dry up, and even if rain were to fall, they wouldn't be able to grow from that. They died out. If Pesach time comes around, or even close to Pesach, I would imagine Karav Lo means the beginning of Nisan. Shuzman Prichas Yilanos Beretz Yisrael, which is the time of spring for the trees to bloom, and below Yard Gusham, and still rain did not fall. So then they would fast and they would cry out for the appropriate rain for the trees to grow, for the trees to bloom. Oh, Achayavar Zman, or until the time for such a rain passes, then they wouldn't continue to cry out. If Sukkos time comes around, Lo Yardu Gishamim Harbeg De Lamalas Ben Haboras Vahashichim Mamaras, and not enough rain came to fill up the cisterns, fill up the wells. So then they would fast, crying out for rain that would fill up the water supply. If there is not enough water to drink, there's not enough drinking water, the kinaret level is too low and we just don't have water to drink, then you would cry out for rain at any time. At any time that they don't have enough water, even in the middle of the summer. Even in the summer, we would ask for rain if we don't have water. If there was a break of 40 days between one rain and another rain during the rainy months, during the season that rain usually falls down, that is considered a famine. That is considered a drought. And then we would be fasting and crying out until rain falls, or until that time period that rain normally would fall passes. Siftes. When do we set up these 13 fasts, the 3 and the 3 and the 7? That's in Eretz Yisrael, or any country which is similar to it, I would imagine that means it has the same climate, it has the same rain patterns. But in countries or in places where the rains fall before the 17th of Cheshvan, or achar zman zeh, or their rainy season is after the 17th of Cheshvan, kishiyagia zman ablayod gishamim, when their time for rainfall has happened and rain did not fall, yichidim is anim shenim v'chamisha b'sheni, u'mafsikim rosh chodesh tanuk u'aponim. So then, as we saw before, whatever the time period for that country is, so it starts with the Yechidim fasting Monday, Thursday, Monday. And these Yechidim, it's a Tainus Yachid. And if it occurs, if it falls out during this Monday, Thursday, Monday, that there's a Rosh Chodesh or a Chanukah or a Purim, so then they don't fast, all like we saw before. V'shohen achakach kamo shishiyam, then they would wait about 6 days. In lo yard gishamim, and then if rain didn't fall, bestin goes in shloshos etanios ahaseder shamayim. Then the 13 fasts that we talked about, the first set of sheni chamishi sheni, a second set, where that second set you even start at the night before, and then a third set of seven sheni chamishi sheni. So the Bezin would, in that country, would follow that same pattern. Yud. Kol tainus shegozim hatzibah v'chutz la'aretz, any tainus tzibor that is nigzer in chutz la'aretz, ochlam behem balayla. You do eat the night before. Even though we said that the second and third set in Eretz Yisrael already starts from the night before, but that's only in Eretz Yisrael. In chutz la'aretz, that does not apply. You eat the night before like any other tainus. Shein gozim halitzibur tainus could go in some kippur. We only have a Yom Kippur like tainus elaberes Yisrael b'lvad, only in Israel. Uveglal hamotar, and only for rain. Uve osam esatani shein shlosh emtzar b'shav achronos, and only in the second set and the third set, which is the second set of three, and the third set, which is seven. Yud Aleph. Hayim is anim al hagsham v'nanim. If they were fasting because of the rain, and they were answered, it started to rain. Kama yerdu v'yu poskim in atanis. How much rain has to fall for them to stop fasting? So, mishe yekantu ba'omek ha'aretz ha'chareba tefach. When the rain penetrates into very dry land, a tefach di. Uveveinanis, if the land is only medium dry, shnei tfachim, if it penetrates, two tfachim. Uva avuda, and with land that was worked over, it was plowed, shlosh tfachim. If the rain goes in, three tfachim, and that means that it rained and they were answered. Vishir ka matzichim leireid, lebarach aleim, ayin le'elsim reishchaf aleph. We talked about making a bracha on rain, that we saw before. V'mizchilu leireid achar chatzos. What if the rain starts to fall after chatzos on the fast day? So then yashlima osayom, then they should finish that day, because already most of the day has passed by in fast, they should finish it. We saw together how you, for Tanis Tzibur, you do interrupt, and that's gonna apply for the second half of this sif. The Mishil Leirid Kodem Chatzos, that if the rain has started to fall before chatzos, lo yashlimim, then they don't finish the fast. That's what we saw in Tafkuf Samachtes. That if they were answered before chatzos, they don't finish it. And we saw there that if the rov of the tzibur wants to finish the fast, or if the chachamim want to finish the fast, in that case they would finish, and a person would, and an individual would not have the right to be parished in that decision. But in general, if they were answered before chatzos, they don't finish the fast. If they were answered after chatzos, they do finish the fast. And in a situation where they don't finish the fast, not only do they not finish it, el yochlu v'yishtu v'yasi yontuf, they should eat and drink and make a yontuf. V'la'erev yiskabsu v'yomru hal hagadol. And then in the evening, they should gather and say hal hagadol. Hal hagadol is not what we call halal. It is the Hodu Lashem, Kil Olam Chasto, that we say Shachris on Shabbos, that's Halal HaGadol. In order to say that Halal HaGadol, it has to be said when you're in a good mood, on a full stomach. And so you have to eat first, and then you can say Hamo HaGadol.
Is it only Eretz Yisrael?
Is it only Eretz Yisrael that we say Hamo HaGadol? This is coming after the other Sifim of Chuslar, so it would seem to be that it's not only Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah says that not only do you say Hal HaGadol, before you say Hal HaGadol, first you should say Shir Haman Sinei Baruch Hu Ha'omdim Beis Hashem Balaylos. And you would also say Ma'ala Nesiyah Mikzei Ha'aretz. Because we are thanking Hashem for the rain, and those are both appropriate. Yud Beis, Ein Omrim Hal HaGadol Ela Kishenanu Biyom Ta'anisam Dafka. The only time you say Hal HaGadol for being answered by rain, if you were answered on a fast day, if the rain started to fall on the fast day. But if the rain started to fall the next day, the day after their fast, well, they wouldn't continue fasting the Seder of fasting anymore, but they wouldn't say Hal HaGadol either. So then, lo. The Mishnah Berurah points out that you only say Hal HaGadol when it is clear that because of your fasting, you were answered. So that's why if in Eretz Yisrael, in the second set or in the third set, where you start from the night before. So if the rain started to fall in the night, so also it's not because of the fast, because the Ikar fast, even if you start at night, the Ikar fast only really starts in the daytime. So if it fell at night, that would not be considered that they were answered because of the times, and they would not say Hal HaGadol. Let's say Yud Gimel. Im yardu lahem gishamim b'leil tanisim konu shalom rashacha in omer halal gavol. Right, that's what we just said. That if it happens at the night, you don't say halal. Tuf kuf ayin vav. Al eze dvar mis'anin u'masirin uvo tasayin si'ifim. It's not only rain that we are gozer fasts for. Aleph, kishem shem mis'anim u'masirin ala gishamim. Just like we fast and we are matria. So this matria generally means chatzotzos, the blow chatzotzos. And in Yerushalayim, there are people who blow chatzotzos, al kol tzar shalot avol olam. But it doesn't have to only be chatzotzos. If you don't have, you can also blow shofar. And he's saying that you should fast and blow shofar, al ha-gisham, kapasam al-shah tzaras. That you should fast and blow shofar on other tzaras. If Goyim come to fight a war with Yisrael, olitol mehem mas, or even just to subjugate them enough to levy a tax on Yisrael, olikach miyadam eretz, or to take some of their land, oligzer aleim tzara, or to make any tzara about them, afilu b'mitzvah kalo, preventing them to do a mitzvah, or even any command that Goyim subjugate onto us, all of that is a tzara. So in these cases, we fast and we blow shofar or blow chatzotzos until Hashem has rachmanis on us and answers us. Even cities that are around them, they would also fast, even though that exact zera is not upon them. But they would not blow shofar. El imkein takul is kabis lezrasim. Unless the city that is under attack blows shofar in order to rally the troops of the cities around them, so then they could blow too to get everybody to come. Not only is it a tzara, but even if it is just for a foreign army, goyim, passing through Eretz Yisrael to get to a different country to wage war with. Shemem Muhammad Imam, they're not waging war with Israel al Kusim Acherim, but on other Gayim. The Ovram al Makom Yisrael, they're just passing through Israel. Mis'anin Umasrin, you would have fasts and you would blow shofar. So let's actually see the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's very worthwhile to read this Mishnah Berurah inside. We are in Mishnah Berurah Aleph on Tav Kuf Ayin Vav. Umasriim, Kasuv HaRambam, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, Lizok Ulhariya B'chatzotzros, Al Kol Tzor Shelo Tova Al Tzibur. It is a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, it is a mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah to cry out in tefillah and to blow chatzotzros on any evil that Rahman al-Islam occurs to the tzibur. Shenamar, Al Hatzar HaTzor Eschem V'Hareyosim B'chatzotzros. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah. Vayin v'nagi Mishnah that chriya l'din d'lav dafka b'chatzotzros. The Magid Mishnah paskins halacha l'maisa that it's not only b'chatzotzros, not dafka b'chatzotzros, if you don't have, or for any other reason, do adin b'shofar, you could blow shofar too. Kolomer, kol dover she'etz alachem, kagon b'chatzotzros, v'dever, v'arbe b'chayis b'zeh, any tsar, certainly war, which is clear in the Mechaber, but even if it's a famine or a plague, probably Corona would have counted as a plague, and arba, locusts, any real tsara that Rachman was on, zaku alehin b'hariyu, you should cry out, you should daven and blow shofar or blow chatzrosos. The devazem midarcha tshuvahu. This is part of tshuva. Shabizman shetavot tsara b'zaku alea. That when a tzara happens and you should daven about it publicly, via riu and blow shofar, yedu hakol, and everybody will know, shemgal ma'asem haram, hurlehen, that because of their evil ways, this is why this evil has occurred. Kakasav avonoseichem hitu eila. Your sins cause these to happen. Bechulu. Vizeu sheyigram lahasar atzam alehem. Doing this will cause the tzara to be removed from them, because that helps cause the realization that it's our averis that are causing it. So the blowing of the shofar is an integral part of the tshuva process and the removal of the tzara. Avlem lo yuzaku, but if they don't daven, they don't cry out. Velo yiriyu, and they don't blow chatzos, don't blow shofar. El yom rudavazem yiminim ha'olam. Well, this is just happenstance. This is just how the way the world works. Eirulan, it just happened. Vitzarzu nikrisi, and this is just happenstance, or is udar chakzarius. To say that, or even to not cry out and blow shofar and katzosos, is cruel. That is cruelty. And it causes people to continue in their bad ways. The sosif hatzar tzaras acheres, on top of the tzaras rachmano latzlan, that might cause for more tzaras to be added. That's what it says in the Torah. Balachtam imi b'keri, if you go with me in a happenstance kind of way, balachti gamani imlochem b'chamas keri, I will go, I will behave with you in an angry happenstance kind of way. That, in other words, more tzaras, Rahman al-Islam, could come from not behaving properly, not blowing shofar, and crying out. It is to fast on any. So minahal Torah, it's to cry out and to blow shofar. Midrabanan, it's to fast on any tzara that Rachman al-Islam occurs to the tzibur until they are answered and then Hashem has Rachmanas on them min hashamayim. Ad kan l'shono, that is a quote from the Magen Avraham, I believe. V'tamah Magen Avraham, lama ein anu nogen l'sko ha-be'ez tzara. And the Magen Avraham doesn't have a good answer why we don't have the minig to blow shofar on an eis tzara. Even if you say in chutz la'aretz you're not, there's no real din of a tainas tzibur. It's not even tied into fasting. It's just blowing shofar and crying out. And we're left with a big tzarach ian. There are those on Achronim that say that midoraisa, the din of blowing shofar on a tzara and crying out is only known in Eretz Yisrael. Alright, that's a limus chus for those in chutz la'aretz. That it's dafka when Eretz Yisrael was under our control. Lachara, Eretz Yisrael is under our control until we give it up. Avoblav hachilo, but if in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not under control, it doesn't apply. So we blibe with the tzar. I just thought it was really worthwhile to read that. Beis, sif beis. V'chein al hadever, ezehu dever, on a plague. What is considered plague? What is considered that there's sudden rise in deaths? That there's an increase in deaths in the area. So this is how you calculate. Ir shish b'chamesh minas ragli, a city that has 500. It says feet, but what we mean from that is like army age males. Ragli could mean like foot soldiers. V'yasmi minas shlosha meisim b'shlosha yam z'achazeh, and three people of those 500 over 3 days passed away, one after the other. Hareza dever, that's a plague. So that's 0.6%. An increase or a death rate of 0.6% is over 3 days is considered a plague. Yosubiyam echad o barbayam, if all three died in 1 day, or they died over 4 days, that's not considered a plague. How about elef yatsu mena shisha, like we said, 0.6%. Yatsu mena shisha meisim b'shlosh yam, out of 1,000, 6 people died over 3 days. Zeh chazar, ein zedever. That's the calculation. Yatsu b'yam echad o bar b'yam, ein zedever. If they all died in 1 day, or over 4 days, that's not dever. V'chein l'fri cheshbon zeh. That's how you do the calculation. V'ein ha'nashem ha'ktanam uzkenim sheshavsu m'malacha, women and children and the retired are not counted in this count. It seems from the Mishnah Berurah that means both for the residents that calculate, do you have 500 or 1,000 people in the city? And also, if those people passed away, they don't count towards the statistics because they're considered weaker. And it's easier for people of weaker constitution to pass away. So then that would not count towards the plague calculation. If there was a plague in Eretz Yisrael, then the rest of the Gullus fasts for them. The Dafka, the Ika Dever Bechula, that's when there's the plague throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, not just part of it. If there was Dever in a particular state, and there's constant transportation. I don't think it means actual caravans, but transportation going between one state and another state. So those that are in constant transportation with them, and this might actually, you know, play into plague distribution calculations. You know, it depends how much travel there is between them. So then both of them have to fast because I guess they're both at risk. Even if they are across the world, if there's high travel between them, then they would have to fast too. We will stop here.